This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
A 51-year-old male approached a Secret Service Uniform Division officer near the White House complex. He then crouched into a shooter stance as if he was about to fire a weapon. The Secret Service officer discharged his weapon, striking the individual in the torso.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So thank you very much. Sorry for that.
No need to apologize.
Are you rattled by this at all, Mr. President?
I don't know. Do I seem rattled?
You are unflappable.
It's true. It can't be flapped.
It's unfortunate that this is a world, but the world's always been a dangerous place.
A few moments later.
So I was telling you that the Dow Jones...
Nothing gets to this guy.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The city council voted to slash SPD's budget, a move the chief has fiercely opposed.
That small amount of change is not going to overall have a great impact on the budget. This is more of directed toward me, and I do feel like it's an area of animus toward me specifically.
The council voted 7-1 to cut SPD's budget by 14% for the rest of 2020.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The bill passes as amended, and the chair will sign it.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announcing her retirement in an email to the entire Seattle Police Department tonight.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What you're doing is going to stand out, and it has when it has happened before. I'm thinking of Zell Miller. Then there was Joe Lieberman. You know, they both became persona non grata in their party. Are you worried the same could happen to you?
I think I have a right to define what it means to be a conservative.
I don't think you do.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm just wondering what the fake Indian Elizabeth Warren is thinking right now. You know, I'm saying to myself, you know, does she think, if only I hadn't taken that stupid DNA test. You know, no one could have ever proven I wasn't an Indian. But I did it to myself. And then the Globe told me that if I said I was 1/1024th Indian, that would make it okay. Everyone would buy it.
And my Aunt Bea has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Sorry, fake Indian. No talent is not enough. Of course, I guess you could say the same thing about Kamala Harris. You know?
Poop.
She's not exactly dynamic. Come on, let's be honest about it. All right. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Biden picks Harris. Does that mean she'll have to watch him swim naked in the pool?
He picked her for his vice presidential running mate, not his Secret Service agents. Those are the ones who get that nasty assignment. What do they call it? His name is Cobra, supposedly, his Secret Service name, his code name. I don't even want to speculate anymore about where that comes from.
What a great ticket the Dems have. Horizontal Harris and Dementia Joe. There's a winner for you.
Very catty. Very catty. I like it. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was at least safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going to go back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in the back of the bus when she was a child, and now again as an adult.
I don't know. This is a pretty good shot. You know, even if he doesn't win, this will make her the front runner for 2024, right? The story about LBJ is when he was nominated to be vice president, I think it was Claire Booth Luce that he talked to. Used to be a congresswoman, and she slept her way to the top, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, Lyndon, you're the Senate Majority Leader. Why would you want to be vice president? That's nothing. That's a nothing job. And he says, I'm a gambling man, Claire, and a 1 out of 4 vice presidents become president. This is my only shot. I'm going to take it. And he did. He did. And he won, you know? You can't turn it down. That's why it was so stupid what Willie Brown said. Oh, pass up being vice president to become attorney general. I mean, I know why he doesn't want her to be president, because he'd be run out of the country. But still, was he serious with that column?
Mark my words. The first opportunity she gets, she's going to throw him under the school bus.
I like that one. I'm writing some of these down for my own column tomorrow.
Kamala Harris for Veep in the year of taking the knee. Boy.
See, there's another one I probably can't get into the newspaper. But I like it.
Howie, what are you talking about? This is the first time ever UMass football is going to be undefeated.
That's right. Last year they were going to go from 11 losses last year to 0 losses this year. Congratulations, Mark Bell. You're a real bargain at $413,000 a year.
Howie, Jack Benny calling. Did Grace say she'd never heard of me? Well, the secret to my joke telling was, hey boss, we gotta go. Sorry, Howie, that wasn't Rochester. That was Anthony Fauci, whose medical advice is as good as my violin playing.
That was a nice try. Jack Benny had a little slower delivery than that, but I appreciate the effort.
This is the best contemporary version of Jack Benny I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard.
Because I haven't heard any of it.
That's what I was thinking. I haven't heard. I can't think of anything to compare it to.
Is this the Charlie Baker snitch line? I like to report a group of people having fun at a compound on Lake Quinsigamon at Shrewsbury.
Every weekend, kegger, party time at the Polito's house. Weekend at Karen's.
No one should complain about Charlie Parker having his hands in his pockets at a press conference. Usually he has his hands in our pockets.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but you have a very good point.
Is law enforcement aware that there's a mole in the corner office?
I think probably we've had enough of the mole jokes. That's like 3 in the last 6 days, I think. We get it. We get it.
Howie, this is Congressman Buddy Frank calling. Your treatment of Alex Marsh is a disgrace. You're just jealous because he got into Brown.
Alex Morris thought he could parlay a sexual harassment rap into Congress the way Barney Frank and Gary Studs did in earlier decades in Massachusetts. I don't see it, and I don't think it was ever in the cards for Alex to win this one, but he's probably gone now. Alex Morse, the gay 31-year-old Brown University graduate. I was thinking, how did a guy from Holyoke High get into Brown? And then I thought, oh, he was the leader of the gay student straight, you know, whatever the group was. I mean, if you're a white guy and you want to get into the Ivy League these days, you got to have something special. That means gay or football, or I guess even the best thing would be gay football player. That would you could probably get into Harvard if you were a gay football player.
smart move by crafty Joe Biden. With Kamala Harris, he sewed up California.
I know. That's the whole point. I mean, what's the upside to having Kamala Harris on the ticket? Somebody just said on the Chump line, Willie Brown is going to have to disappear like Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Remember him? Yeah, I think he is. I think Willie's fear is that he is not going to disappear voluntarily into a gated community like the Reverend Wright did, that he's going to disappear into, I don't know, the trunk of a car somewhere.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you haven't had enough Chump Line messages, there'll probably be a lot more that were on the cutting room floor about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. You can check out Chop Chumps. We post it every night at 7 right after the show. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was at least safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Mark my words, the first opportunity she gets, she's going to throw him under the school bus.
That was a pretty good one. We'll read you the tweets that they're sending out about one another. It's a real love fest now. It's just amazing. I'm sure they really mean it. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, I'll always remember where I was when I heard the news, rolling on the floor in laughter. I hope it ends up that way, Officer Mark. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
It was hurtful. But now she's passed the sniff test. Get it?
Ha, 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 ha.
That came from the text line, but I saved it for the VIPs because I wanted to have the laugh track. I'm a regular Jack Benny of the 21st century, you know. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Our poll question in the first hour was, who do you think will be the vice presidential nominee? And I picked Kamala Harris. Not to pat myself on the back. She was the favorite all along anyway. But so now we have a new question. Taylor, what's the new poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Will Ilhan Omar win her primary election tonight?
I'm going to go with Heinderacker. He's from Minnesota, so I'm going to say yes, she is.
58% say no, she won't.
You're leading with your heart there. But I mean, the other guy's got so much more money than she does. And she's got this husband of hers is basically running the campaign, right? That's usually not a good sign. And there, it's just such a mess in Minneapolis. I hope that I'm wrong. We'll see. So you just heard what Kamala Harris said during the debate about how it was hurtful, about how he worked with the segregationist senators and to oppose busing, and it affected a little girl in California, meaning herself. That was then. This is now. You want to listen to the tweet she just put out? Joe Biden can unify the American people because he spent his life fighting for us. As president, he'll build an America that lives up to our ideals. And to which he sent out, I have the great honor to announce that I picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy. Don't you think of yourself as the little guy? I know I do. I'm just an average American, a little guy. And one of the country's finest public servants as my running mate.
To coddle the reputations of segregationists, of people who, if they had their way, I would literally not be standing here as a member of the United States Senate, is, I think, it's just, it's misinformed and it's wrong.
Coddle the reputation of, oh, that's a good, I like that verb, coddle. Let's listen to the Trump ad that they just put out that they had in the can. This is a 30-second spot that was just ready to go, obviously. Here it comes. From the... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought it was ready. I apologize. Okay, 844-500-4242. More on Joe Biden's tweet, another tweet. Back when Kamala was attorney general, she worked closely with Beau. That would be his son. Thank God she didn't work closely with Hunter. I watched as they took on the big banks, lifted up working people's. They took on the big banks. Didn't they call him DMMBNA, the big bank in Delaware? Oh, my God. Okay, here's the ad from the Trump campaign.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Voters smartly spotted a phony, but not Joe Biden. He's not smart enough. Wanted to get down that exact quote from my column, Taylor. I think that's the best line in there. 844-500-4242. By the way, thanks to the Kowloon from Saugus, Massachusetts. It's on Route 1 North for bringing in a great spread. How'd you like it, guys? Everybody loved it. Again, they have, it's the best Asian dining experience in greater Boston. If you're hungry for fine Chinese food, get yourself to the Kowloon on Route 1 North in Saugus. And we thank the Wong family for bringing it in every day. Someone just watching us on the YouTube video and says, yes, is this the Charlie Parker snitch hotline? I want to report the Howie Carr Show VIP studio experience is over phase 3 capacity. We are not. Like hell we are. There's only 6 people here plus 4 staffers. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And Kamala Harris has been picked by Joe Biden's handlers to be Joe Biden's running mate on the Democratic presidential ticket. And we'll be talking more about that. But there are other issues going on. There are other stories out there. And one of them is the attempt by Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York to deflect attention from the massive death toll in the New York State nursing homes. And as you probably heard by now, the health commissioner of the state of New York is refusing to divulge the estimated number of uncounted COVID nursing home deaths. If you're taken out of a hospital and you're dying and you die in the hospital, they don't call it a nursing home death. And he's been blaming everybody else in the world for what happened to Andrew Cuomo, the governor, and he takes no responsibility. And there were going to be public hearings. There were public hearings in front of the state senate in New York, and one of the people who wanted to testify was Janice Dean, the Fox News Channel meteorologist whose in-laws both died in the past few months. Her father-in-law, I believe, actually died in the nursing home, and she tried to speak at the hearing, and she was not allowed to speak. And we just wanted to check in with her and see what was going on with this case. We've been following it all along. Janice Dean, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me back, Howie.
So what happened? You tried to you this was a Senate hearing into the deaths in the nursing homes. What happened?
I wrote letters, I sent emails, I got confirmation that I was supposed to speak yesterday. They didn't have enough room. August 3rd, there was two hearings, and so I got word from Assemblyman Kevin Byrne. He had spoken with the Democratic chair, and he said absolutely she will be able to speak on the 10th. I waited to get a formal invitation. They told me it was coming. I waited on Friday and then Saturday, and Saturday I didn't hear anything. So I got in touch with Kevin Byrne again, and he delivered the bad news that they had essentially disinvited me, and that it was because there were people that said they were uncomfortable with me testifying.
I mean, if you'd gotten there, I mean, given your profile on Fox News Channel, it would have made it much more likely to be a national story, right?
I suppose so, but I think the fact that they disinvited me and it was in writing that they were uncomfortable actually has made it a bigger story than they probably wanted it to be.
Well, you know, tell us what's going on in New York. I mean, we just see the headlines every once in a while. Some of us read the New York papers, but few of us do. Tell us, Andrew Cuomo is trying to walk away from any responsibility for all these 6,600 recorded deaths, and we think there are a lot more than 6,600, don't we?
From the very beginning, he's been trying to blame everybody else. He had his own investigation by himself into his own administration, and by that, it had basically said he had no wrongdoing here. It was basically, instead of the mandate that he put his name on and signed, putting COVID patients into nursing homes, over 6,000 of those people were put into nursing homes, by the way. He basically said it was the nursing care workers and the visitors who brought in the virus and killed over 6,000 people. And by the way, we weren't able to visit my husband's parents. So that to me is completely false. But since the very beginning, he has passed the buck. He has said it's not my fault. It's Fox News making it political. It's the New York Post. It's God. It's Mother Nature. At one point, I think he even blamed the nursing home attendees and the people who died because they're old. I mean, it's almost, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be comedic. And he continues to do that. Yesterday, he blamed Fox News again for making it political. I'm the weather person. I hate talking about politics. It's so far and away from what I want to be doing right now. But I find myself in this place, Howie, because I feel like because he continues to pass the blame and no one will ask him questions and there is no accountability, I have to raise my voice. I have to be one of the families that says we need a real investigation and one that's not conducted by the governor himself.
So your father-in-law was a New York City firefighter, correct?
He was for 23 years, yes.
And so when did he, what happened with him? He went into the nursing home first, right?
He did. The plan was his parents were not well. They couldn't take care of themselves. They couldn't take care of each other. His dad needed more attention. He his health was declining. He had dementia, but we were trying to get him in better shape to join his wife in the assisted living facility. And as it turned out, the coronavirus hit, only months when they were in their respective elder care facilities. And unfortunately, it took his life. And then 2 weeks later, it took my husband's mother's life. He had to deliver the news to her in her assisted living facility. And she caught the coronavirus, by the way, in her elder care facility and went to the hospital. So as you mentioned, her number is not counted as a coronavirus death that was contracted in her assisted living facility. And that's another reason why I want answers, is because these numbers are clearly trying to be hidden.
And one thing I read in the New York Post was that when the governor announced the policy of shipping the COVID-19 positive patients back into the nursing homes, there were at least one or two nursing home operators who objected and said, this is insane. And then he threatened them, or his health commissioner threatened the nursing home operators who were balking with legal sanctions if they didn't take them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of those stories, actually. And that's why I would like a real investigation where there's subpoena power, so that nursing homes can go and not be fearful for losing their jobs, so that they can testify to those conditions. Because the people I've talked to and the stories I've heard felt like they had no choice but to take these COVID positive patients.
What do you think when you hear or you read these stories lionizing Governor Cuomo like he's some kind of a brilliant statesman, and that he did a much better job than anybody else, including Donald Trump, on this? What's your reaction when you read those stories?
Well, that's why I'm speaking to you today, because I felt like he was treated like a king in the press. He would never ask him about the nursing home deaths, and that he's touted as one of the greatest governors of all time. We lost over 30,000 people. We lost more people than in countries in the state of New York. And the nursing homes here in New York, we've lost more patients or more people than other states, especially if you look into the amount of deaths that they're not counting. So that's why I'm speaking to you, is because I wasn't seeing the coverage, and I couldn't believe that he was still going on and doing these interviews and being asked about his love life and the great job he did in New York. I'm sorry, this is one of the biggest tragedies New York State has ever experienced.
I'm just looking at this, do you think he did it, or I mean, didn't his administration say to some reporters, oh, this is not the governor's doing, this is the legislature's doing? Do you think you don't buy that, do you, Janice Dean?
My gosh, he has blamed everybody except the man that signed the mandate himself. Everyone. So nothing surprises me. I truly do hope that there is an independent investigation, a bipartisan one as well. It shouldn't be about politics. He thinks it's about politics. He thinks everybody else is making it about politics. But this is about families. And just because I work for Fox News, doesn't mean that I don't care any less about what has happened to my family. I don't care who you vote for. These are lives that are lost. They're not numbers on a curve.
Are there any more hearings scheduled, or are they over now?
They're over for now, but I know that Assemblyman Byrne has told me that he would like to get the families together to have their own day to, tell their stories. Because I'll tell you, the laws will change because of the family stories. The laws are not going to change because of Howard, the health commissioner that goes up there and blames everyone else and says he doesn't know the numbers and I'll get back to you. The laws are not going to change because of that guy. The laws hopefully will change because of families demanding accountability and answers.
All right, Janice Dean, we really appreciate you being with us, and it's I'm glad you're doing this. I mean, it's heartrending to see those pictures of your in-laws with the grandkids and how happy they seem.
I know.
And it's effective. It tells the story, and you're to be commended for doing it. And it's not easy to go up there and fight this battle. All right.
It isn't, but they deserve it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's Janice Dean from the Fox News Channel. She's fighting to get some justice for all these people who died in the nursing homes because of the horrific decisions of Governor Andrew Cuomo, who thinks he's a legend in his own mind. Let's put it that way. All right, I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Ilhan Omar win her primary election tonight?
Unfortunately, I'm going to say yes.
Only 41% think yes.
Okay. I hope that 59% is right. That's all I could say. I was hoping Rashida Tlaib would get knocked off too, but I guess her opponent didn't run much of a fight, even though she was very close in 2018 to taking her out. So we'll see what happens with. I think Rashida's the worst of. I mean, not Rashida, but I think Ilhan Omar is the worst of the four of them. I really do. She's just a hateful person, nasty. 8-4 and a felon too, if you believe these stories. Again, you can read them all. They're all linked on powerlineblog.com. They follow it pretty closely. They pretty much nailed her in to a bunch of felonies. Income taxes, falsified student loan documents, sworn statements. You know, when she became a naturalized citizen, she came into the country under a fake name. It's just a mess, and the Star Tribune, the big paper there, just won't touch it. They refuse to allow anything to be said about her. The president's having a news conference, but he's just reading the statements about the violence in the Democrat cities, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, etc. And then he's talking about coronavirus when he gets to talking about Kamala Harris. When the questions begin, we'll switch back over there. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm kind of baffled a little bit about the Kamala Harris pick.
Yes.
Because whatever the Democrats put together, I mean, there's going to be a lot of fixers in there. The whole cabinet is going to be rigged with fixers to block any investigations or criminal liability or, declaring Antifa terrorists and tracking the funding.
Right.
I'm just wondering, how is Kamala Harris as a fixer?
Well, she's the vice president. I think she's just you don't really expect the vice president to do a lot of heavy lifting, do you? I mean, that's traditionally not what they've done. They've just been sort of ornaments. People who go to funerals, right? I mean, that's the traditional duty of a vice president, to go to state funerals. And John Nance Garner, the first vice president of FDR for two terms, he said that the vice presidency was not worth a pitcher of warm spit. Only he didn't use the word spit. He used another bodily fluid. And so I think that's it. He just wants somebody who's going to play ball. You know, that's all. And she's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. You know, but what did Obama say about her? She was the best looking attorney general. It wasn't a lot of competition, you understand, but that's what he said. And remember, she, I think this was the same day she was with Charlemagne the God. Didn't she say that she had she was smoking weed and listening to Snoop and Tupac? And then it turned out that they hadn't, they weren't even known. They were just, they didn't have recording contracts. They were just aspiring rappers, dare I say it. And so she just makes stuff up, you know, just like Jimmy Carter used to say. He listened to Bob Dylan, and one day guy asked him about some specifics of Bob Dylan lyrics. And of course he was like deer in the headlights, you know? I mean, this is the profile of a successful Democrat politician. Thanks for the call, Steve. I don't think she's not the fixer. The fixers are the guys whose names we don't know, or we only know very vaguely. Those are the guys that are in charge, or will be in charge if he wins, God forbid. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. I can't really recall when this happened, but I believe when the numbers started going down in New York, Cuomo boasted that, who do you think did this? God didn't make this happen. I did.
I remember that.
Numbers come down.
Yes. I know. So when the numbers go up, he blames God. When the numbers go down, he says, hey, God, get lost. Right? Yeah. Oh, he is.
The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that.
He's another one of these guys who claims to be a devout Catholic. You can't be a devout Catholic and say something like that. It's as simple as that. You can't even be a lousy Catholic like I am. I would never say something like that. You're asking for trouble, whether you believe in God or not. You don't take credit for something you had nothing to do with. And I hope he gets I hope he gets some kind of payback someday. Although so far he's been skating and he's like over the age of 60. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.